is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I am the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell that differently. We spell it C-H-R-C-H. We say, all that's missing is you. This morning, I want to give us something practical, something maybe you haven't thought of, but you know that it's going to be there. What I'm talking about is not families gathering, singing Christmas carols, and having wonderful meals together. No, what I'm talking about is that time-honored tradition of the Christmas conflict. Oh, you know what I'm talking about. Invariably, we get together with family members, and I don't know, the topic turns to religion, the topic turns to politics, and there will be some kind of conflict. I think you know what I'm talking about. Many families, we have this experience. So how do we handle it? Specifically, how as Christians do we handle the conflicts, especially when those things have to do with our faith? Here we are at this time of year when we're remembering the birth of our Savior, and there might be an individual in the group that's going to question that, and maybe they know you're a Christian, and we also recognize that sometimes they'll try and get us into that argument, and the Christmas conflict begins. Well, let me give you a scripture that something that I discovered years ago. We had our own Christmas conflicts over the years, but I found this one verse. And I'm actually going to give you this and then the ones that follow it. This is 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 23. It says, but avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. That's the mandate. Now remember, this is 2 Timothy. Paul is writing to his protege. He's writing to someone he has discipled and who is now a leader in the church. And this, he knows this is probably the last letter he's going to write. And this is one of the instructions he gives to them. Now, honestly, this is more than just Christmas conflict. This is any conflict. He says, avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And then he goes even further in the next verse, 2 Timothy 2:24. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, be able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. That is our mandate. That is our command. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel. That's pretty emphatic. We must not be involved in these type of conflicts, but be gentle to all. Now, does that mean that we don't stand up for our faith? Does that mean we don't defend something that's said to us? Well, first off, I don't think God needs us to defend him, by all means. He could certainly more than able to defend himself, as if he even needs defending. But the reality is that word, be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance. Key in on that phrase. The idea is, can we turn that conversation that is intended to bring conflict, can we turn that into something that may actually turn someone's heart to the Lord? What I like to think of is something, and I've mentioned this before, I'm part of an organization called the Corporate Chaplains of America. And yes, when people find out you are a chaplain, they will try and question you, argue with you. But we have something that we refer to as the missionary mindset. When you go to an organization, to a place, you don't want to get involved. You must not quarrel. That's the mandate. The phrase that we use, this missionary mindset, it's part of a larger understanding, but there's one phrase that they give us. The person standing in front of me, reading my post, watching my actions, or baiting me into an argument is more important than my voice, my feelings, or my freedoms. Their soul is more important than their behavior. Now pause and think about that for a minute. And it goes right along with what Paul's telling Timothy. The idea is, if I start an argument, if this thing turns into a quarrel, I promise you, I'm losing a bigger battle. Because that person's soul, their eternal salvation, is way more important than winning the argument or even the behaviors or whatever it might be. So instead, I need to be able to turn these things around. I need to be able to be gentle, able to teach, patient. Because think about it, maybe that argument is from an individual who may be an atheist and they want to argue with you about whether or not there is a God at all. Maybe they would say things, and I've heard this from some of my own relatives who are in that place. Well, I just don't believe in organized religion. Have you heard that one? I know people say that on a regular basis, right? Well, I believe in God. I just don't believe in any organized religion. The reality and the response is a simple one. You say, well, do you know that you're in good company? Jesus also had a problem with the religion of his day. And that could lead you into a great conversation about how Jesus stood up against people who had turned the religion into something it was never intended to be. We think of, you know, all of the rules and laws of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. That could be a great conversation. Or maybe, again, maybe it's politics. The way you can turn that conversation around. You don't even need to offer your opinion in the matter. All you need to say is something like, I can see that you're very passionate about this subject. Can you tell me, you know, why? How did this all start? Why is this important to you? What you're looking for is for them to tell you their story that you could find some common ground. And as Paul tells Timothy, so that you could be able to teach them, patient with them, and in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. Maybe the politics is going to lead in a certain way. It does no one good for us to respond with more quarreling and arguing. Again, one more verse. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19. Paul's earlier comments, and he writes in 1 Corinthians 9:19, "For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I may win the more." The goal here is to win people to Christ, turn them toward him. As he said, maybe God will grant repentance and they'll know the truth, like he said to Timothy. Maybe I can win some for Christ if I'm not arguing. Because the truth is, I don't know a single person that has ever been won for the kingdom, that has ever turned their hearts to Jesus because of another person's great argument. I've never heard anyone say that, oh, well, he had such a great argument. I had no choice but to surrender my life to Jesus. I've never heard that before. But instead, it's our gentleness. It's our teaching, patience, humility, all of those things. That's the things that lead people to repentance and lead people to the Lord. So as we get ready to go into those maybe tense situations, think about those words. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel. You resolve yourself. Maybe I can find a way to turn a conversation that even seems to be baiting me into an argument and instead turn it to him in a gentle, loving way. That is going to be our prayer before we move into this great holiday season.